Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. So, Sophie, what's the first thing that jumps out at you about this one?
Hi there, Sam. Happy to be here. The War of Art is one of those books that gets called a must-read for creatives, but it's really for anyone who's ever put off something important. Pressfield calls the enemy resistance, and honestly, it gave me chills.
Resistance. That's his big idea. It's not just procrastination or fear. He describes it as this almost demonic force that rises up whenever we try to do something meaningful.
Exactly. And he's brutal about it. He says resistance is the most toxic force on the planet. It's not something you negotiate with. You have to fight it.
And the way he frames it, the more important the work is to you, the stronger the resistance. That's a wild thought. If you feel a huge pull to avoid something, that's actually a compass pointing at what you should be doing.
Right. He gives this example of a writer staring at a blank page, and suddenly the house has never looked dirtier. That's resistance in action. It's not a sign of weakness. It's universal.
So, then what's the cure? Because I need it.
Turning pro.
That's the heart of the book. The amateur waits for inspiration and only works when they feel like it. The professional shows up every day, no matter what.
So it's about routine and discipline, not mood.
Exactly. And he says something that really stuck with me. Work itself summons inspiration. You don't wait for the lightning bolt. You sit down and start typing, and the muse shows up.
I love that. It's like the act of doing the work is what opens the door.
And he lists these principles for the professional. They show up every day, they stay on the job all day, and they're committed to the process, not the outcome.
Not the outcome. That's a tough one, because I'm always thinking about the finished thing, the product. But he says just focus on the repetitive act of doing the work.
And they accept no excuses. Resistance will throw 1,000 valid reasons at you, and the professional just ignores them and keeps going.
So it's a decision. You decide to be a professional, and that changes everything.
Yes. It's a state of mind, not a job title. You're not a pro because you get paid. You're a pro because you've made an unbreakable commitment to your craft.
But then he takes it to a whole other level in the third part of the book. He brings in the muse and the angels.
He does. And I know that sounds a bit out there, but he frames it as a practical reality. When you commit as a professional, you're tapping into something bigger than yourself.
So it's not just you and your willpower. There's this transpersonal intelligence that flows through you. The artist is a vessel.
Exactly. And that's why he says inspiration is the reward for work, not the prerequisite. When you show up, even when you feel nothing, you're telling the universe you're ready.
And then the ideas come. That feels true. I've had days where I force myself to sit down, and after 20 minutes, something clicks.
That's the muse meeting you halfway. But he also warns about success being dangerous.
How could success be dangerous? That's the goal, isn't it?
Because it triggers an even bigger wave of resistance. Imposter syndrome, fear of responsibility, fear of being exposed. The war never ends. There's no final victory.
So you just keep fighting every day.
Every single day. And the only real failure is not acting.
He also says you have to be willing to be bad. Perfectionism is a form of resistance.
Oh, that's so true. The fear of producing something flawed keeps you from producing anything at all.
And he talks about territory, having a sacred space and time for your work. You protect it.
Right. It's the physical embodiment of your commitment.
You know, the part that got me was when he said resistance is like entropy. It's the pull toward the easy, the familiar, the unoriginal. And it hates the idea of you becoming who you truly are.
That's heavy, but it makes sense. The universe is lazy, and becoming your best self takes energy.
So what's the takeaway for me? I think it's that I have to stop waiting for the right mood and just start showing up. I'm going to treat my writing like a job, even if it's not paying the bills yet.
And honestly, if you want to dig deeper into Pressfield's ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The War of Art is a kick in the pants to get to work, because the reward isn't fame or fortune. It's the work itself. We'll see you in the next one.